is for guys who understand the, oh, that's what I wanted to do before we start. Just to waste more time. I mean, not that the first
time. Boca Raton. I'm going.
Shabbos.
Bay Harbor.
Mitch Shem in March. We're going to go for Shirim. Okay.
Why are you going?
I'll go too.
The base matters though.
What's in March?
That's the month they asked me to come. Rabosai.
You're ready.
Go to Florida?
They need you here.
Stop. No more hot. Shof to Mishot from Titan Lachal Chol Shurim. Rabosai, what we're trying to do over here is this is a packed Mishnah, and you'll see the Mishnah is going to be divided up over sugyas throughout the parak. What I'm trying to do in the first week of Shir, as we did with the first Geshmaka sugya, which I think everyone had a good time with, the nature of Dina Nefashos Kabbalah Se'edis Mar Din, and now we're going to now the nature of the Chiyuv of setting up Sanhedrin all over Klal Yisrael. This is a fascinating sugya. It's the next part of the Mishnah that I want to talk about. There's one other major theme that I want to bring out, one other sugya, which is what the nature of Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph of Am Yisrael is. But I want to talk about the line in the Mishnah that says that you have to set up Sanhedrin and courts not only where? For the
Shvatim.
Not only for the Shvatim, but also for the
cities.
And what is the Gemara in Sanhedrin? And that has to be orchestrated by who? Says the Mishnah on Bezim and Aleph. The Lishkas HaGazas, who's the Lishkas HaGazas? The Bezdin that's sitting. What is the Lishkas HaGazas? That's a room in the Beis HaMikdash on the Har HaBayis, right? The Sanhedrin Gedolah. The Bezdin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. Comes along the Gemara on Sanhedrin and after Zayin of Beis and has drashas that you need to appoint judges L'chol Shvatim U'l'chol Ir V'ir for the Shevet respectively, and for the ear, respectively. And that has to be orchestrated by the major Bez Din HaGadol, because just like Moshe Rabbeinu was the one originally who set this up for Am Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu, as we'll learn throughout the Perek, any commandment that's said to Moshe Rabbeinu is automatically assumed that that means he represents a Bez Din of Ayin Aleph. He is the Spitz Bez Din. That's Moshe Rabbeinu b'mokom Ayin Aleph Koi. He represents the Sanhedrin Agdola, and if he set up the original courts, then you obviously need for generations that the Sanhedrin Agdola should orchestrate that all of your miniature Sanhedrin that you're going to set up in all your different locations should be set up by the Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph when Moshe Rabbeinu is not around anymore. And the Gemara has drushes. And the Gemara says not only Shoftim, but also Shotrim. You need the police force, right? We spoke about the police force in the Beis Medrash, the Bnei Sos for the first day of Zman. That you need in all these different areas, the Shvatim and the Yir. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos has a two-liner. Barabaisai, we can't just read the two lines. We need to understand and see from these two lines of Tosfos that he says in a very small, quick way, that he was bothered by a question. But it's an implied question. What is supposed to say? Shoftim l'chol shevet v'shevet. Tosfos is going on the first halacha in the Gemara that you're going to need judges, not you're going to need judges in every single tribe. L'chol shevet v'shevet. Im yesh b'ir achas mi'bei shvatim osim b'i sanhedris. So it just gives a one-liner. I'm just adding in something to the Gemara. Im yesh be'ir achas mi be'i shvatim, then osim be'i Sanhedrin. If there are in one city a representation of two shvatim, then I apply this halacha that the Gemara says of l'chol shevet v'shevet. Tosfos is making this qualification, is stopping this into the Gemara because he was bothered by an implied question. Tosfos wants to know, why do I need all these batei dinim? When is the scenario that I'm going to need all these batei dinim? Why do I need the chol shevet? Why do I need the chol ear? Relax with your Sanhedrins already. You don't need a Sanhedrin like you have bodegas every block. Says Tosfos, no you do. Because there's a scenario that I can paint for you in Am Yisrael, that there's going to be a city, that city is actually going to have two Shvatim sitting inside of it and living inside of it. If that's the case, Tosu says, it's not sufficient just to have the Beis Din of the ear. You're going to need a Beis Din for each and every Shevet. And that's the way Tosus applies and understands the whole Yisod of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And we're going to get back to Tosus in a second. Comes along the Ramban al HaTorah. And the Ramban al HaTorah in Parshas Shoftim, Osai, a lot of times, the Rishonim and the Psukim will change sugyas. This is a Ramban al HaTorah that a lot of times you're just reading to get hashkafa, to get machshava. He's a pshat in the sugya. It's totally different than Tosfos. Comes along the Ramban al HaTorah and the Ramban says that's not pshat in the Gemara. Says the Ramban, l'chol shevet v'shevet that the Gemara says, and l'chol ear v'ear goes as follows. You need your Beis Din for every city. There has to be Bate Dinim, at least in the city. Modin Elite needs a city, needs a Beis Din. Givat Shaul needs a Yerushalayim needs a Beis Din. Then the Ramban says, but you also, on top of that, need a Beis Din L'chol Shevet V'Shevet. Says the Ramban, Rabbi Tosfos, that's not a practical halacha. That's a totally different pshat. Whereas if we were in a city, and I and Mickey are from the same city, and we have a Din Torah, so I can force him only to go to the Beis Din of our city. But I can't schlep him out to take him to another city. I can't force him to go to another city, because that's not where we're from. Says the Ramban, if Mickey and I are both from Shevet Yisachar, I can tell Mickey, I don't want to go to the Beis Din of our city. I want better. I want the real Gedolim, the real Talmidei Chachamim. I want the Sanhedrin HaShevet.
That's if we're not from the city.
That's even if we are from the same city. I can force him, as being a member of the same Shevet, to schlep out and go to that Sanhedrin of the Shlom. Says the Ramban, that was one Nafkamina La'alocha that the Gemara was deriving from Sanhedrin L'chol Shevet B'Shevet. It wasn't only a practicality. Oh, where do we put the different Sanhedrins? So Tosfos says there's going to be a case that you're going to need to add another Sanhedrin because you might not have taken care of it from the Sanhedrin here. No, the Ramban says you always need a Sanhedrin L'chol Shevet and a Sanhedrin L'chol Ear V'Ear. Because the Ramban says the Sanhedrin L'chol Shevet V'Shevet is an overarching Sanhedrin. On a right microcosmic level, this is a restructure of the Sanhedrin Gedola of all of Am Yisrael. So whereas you have the 71 Dayanim that sat in Har HaBayis, that were the Dayanim for the whole nation, on every Shevet level, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tezayin is telling you that you need not only for each city, but you need a Beis Din HaGadol for the Shevet. And the Ramban says, not only can I force you to go there, but the big questions that the Bate Dinim in the ear, in the cities, were Mesupuk about, and the special Gzeros and Takonos, enactments, and safeguards that the Shvatim were emplacing into their halachos, who was that decided by? This new authoritative Beis Din called the Sanhedrin HaShevet. What?
They decided something before and they just forget about it?
What do you mean? No, they added special Takonos for their Shvatim. Those were the ones who were the authority who can chide. So basically the Ramban says this is not just a practicality. This is something that's always needed. They're two independent halachos, says the Ramban. And it has nothing to do with whether or not there were Shvatim that were living in the same cities or not. Because as the Ramban points out, that's already a machlokes and a debate in the Gemara itself on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Were there different Shvatim in one city? How was the Chalukas Ha'aretz situated? Were there different Shvatim in mixed in different cities or not? So Tosfos is obviously making the assumption that there were two Shvatim that could live in one city, and it's that scenario where I would need the halacha of L'chol Shevet V'Shevet. Says the Ramban, that's not necessarily true. Rish Lakish doesn't necessarily hold to that. And according to the Ramban's pshat, you don't even get involved with the Machlokas Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Shevet is not equal to ear. Whereas Tosfos understood that the Sanhedrin L'chol Shevet V'Shevet is just another Sanhedrin that's equal to the Sanhedrin of the ear. According to the Ramban, no. There's Sanhedrin L'chol Shevet that was on tier 1. Then there were sub Batei Dinim, lower class Batei Dinim for every year that weren't as big Talmidei Chachamim, that were set up for the different civis. Yeah.
I think according to the Ramban, you need the Machloka.
The Ramban.
Ramban, you need the Machloka between Rabbi Yochanan.
Why? Let me hear.
Because you have your Sanhedrin for the Shevet, right? And then you have your Betin for the ear, but how could the Sanhedrin for the Shevet make a takana on the Betin for the ear if there's different Shevets in that
Why
ear?
Not? You're a member of my Shevet. You call up, you say, you find out. What's the Pashkavilin of saying for Sheva Binyamin? I'm part of Sheva Binyamin. Who cares who lives with me?
So then you don't need the Beit Din for the ear because then you're just going to have to...
You still need a Beit Din for the ear because we need a Beit Din.
What is the Rambam saying?
It's the Ramban. The Ramban.
Ramban.
We didn't get to the Rambam.
The Ramban.
The Ramban. We quoted Tosos and the Ramban. We didn't say the Rambam yet. The Ramban says there was Shevet and underneath it was ear. Yeah, Isaacs.
You said that.
Fascinating machloek is just to understand the setup of the Batei Dinim.
You see that one of the two halachos we learned from the Ramban are that you can take someone from that same Shevet to that higher.
Yes.
So what if it's another?
I can schlep you all the way to the other side of Israel.
If it's another Shevet, you can't?
No. No. I'm not Goris them. They're not my Shalotim.
How does your Shalim work?
We'll get to your Shalim. We'll get to your Shalim.
This is the cord of the basics of the
It doesn't have to be in that city. The Ramban just says you have to make sure that there is an overarching Sanhedrin that is greater Talmidei Chachamim that exists for that Shevet.
And he's just saying that's more powerful than...
That's more powerful, exactly. Whereas Tosos said nothing about power. Tosos said that there's just pragmatics. There are certain scenarios where I'm going to need another Sanhedrin because it doesn't suffice just to have for the year because there are two Shvatim that live in that city. So Tosos and the Ramban have a total different analysis in understanding the nature of setting up the courts in throughout Am Yisrael. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says what? In Perak Aleph Halacha Hey? Perak Aleph Halacha Hey, what does he say?
What?
No, what's the first Rambam?
Just
say. Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. What does the Rambam say? Set up, centered in every
ear.
Dinam and Yunus.
He
doesn't say ear.
The Medina.
What does he leave out? What does he leave out that everyone jumps on him?
Shevet.
The Rambam totally ignores the din of needing to put on the Shvat. Sounds like the Rambam doesn't go with Tosfos. The Rambam doesn't go with the Ramban. Rabosai, the Rambam, beautiful Max, you took the words right out of my mouth. The Rambam doesn't go with the Gemara. Obviously, he doesn't go with the Ramban and Tosfos. Well, what are you telling me, Rabbi? He's rejecting the Gemara and Tezayin. What happened to the din of Gol Shevet V'Shevet? Comes along.
What does Pelopin?
I don't know.
Shevet.
I don't know.
Right now,
I don't even know what the Lechem Mishnah is. Slow down. Slow down.
Medina
means, I don't know.
So we don't know what anything means right now.
No, Medina is probably here.
All we know is that we only know that based on the Mishnah.
No, I think Medina is, that's what he's referring to.
It's a country, no?
A plach, I don't know what that means. Medina in modern Hebrew is a country.
So
there's no country in every country in Israel. Halavai, we should have countries.
What do we do?
What? Plach? A territory. A territory. Max says it's translated as a territory. Okay. What does the Or HaChaim HaKadosh say in Parsha Shoftim? An unbelievable Chiddush. Second.
Says the Or HaChaim, you want to know Pshat in the Rambam? You want to know why the Rambam left out L'chol Shvatim, the first line in the Gemara on Taftes Zayin Mabez that we learned, that you need for every Shevet? Because the Rambam understood that that was only a temporary halacha. That was only until you darshan the rest of the Gemara. It's an unbelievable Or HaChaim. Or HaChaim takes this Gemara and says, not only Tosus, not only do we have one pshat of Tosus, not only do we have another pshat of the Ramban, the Or HaChaim says the Rambam approached this Gemara as the halacha l'maisa, you don't actually need a Sanhedrin for the Shevet. Originally, when you learned the pasuk, and as you're darshaning and reading through the psukim, so you think shoftim reshoftim titen l'chol shvatecha that you need for every shevet. But says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, at the end of the day, once Chazal finished darshaning the psukim of l'chol shearecha, now I know that what that means is l'chol ir v'ir. And now that I know through the last drasha of l'chol shearecha l'chol ir v'ir, so then the halacha says the Or HaChaim, I'm just quoting the Or HaChaim, Rabosai. The halacha of having a Sanhedrin, the whole Sheva V'Shevet, the Rambam left out. Because it's not necessary once Chazal darshan at the end of the day, the Gemara. Rabosai, Abi Spitz, and myself, I didn't understand this Or HaChaim. How could you read the Gemara like that? The Gemara has separate drushes. It's a classic Gemara. Minayin Tamalomer. Minayin Tamalomer. If the Gemara say was having kavana that it was going back on what it was saying, it would say so. It sounds like the Ramban in Tosa says, there are two independent halachos here that are going on in the Gemara that are set up for the courts of Bezdin. And the Or HaChaim just says, no, it was only in the Havamina, it wasn't in the Maskana. But once you have the Chol Ir V'Ir, it's not existent. So I asked Roitorsky, like, how do you even approach this Or HaChaim? There's a word in the psukim, shoftim v'shotrim titen l'chol l'chol shavtecha. Is that word extra in the Torah according to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh? So Roitorsky tried to explain the Or HaChaim HaKadosh to say that the way Chazal knew that the chol she'arecha, the next pasuk, is referring to the whole ear of the ear, is only because I have those other psukim and the whole shvatim earlier in the Torah. So that was a way for the Torah to derive that the end of the day, the end game, will be that the Sanhedrin will be the whole ear of the ear. Meaning, since the pasuk says, shoftim v'shotrim titen l'chol chol shvatecha l'chol she'arecha, right? So now, shvatim, the Gemara thought, was an independent entity. Now the Gemara says, no. Once we have Shvatim already in the pasuk, and then the Torah goes on to say L'chol she'arecha, it must mean that L'chol she'arecha is referring L'chol ir v'ir, and now I don't refer to Shvatim as being independently for Shvatim. Shvatim is only there in order for you to decipher, to understand L'chol she'arecha to mean L'chol ir v'ir. But practically, what are you going to have, bottom line, in the Sanhedrin? How many Sanhedrins are you going to have? Just for what? L'chol ir v'ir. Yeah.
Why would the Torah put in a word that they're not going to use? Like, why would it seem extra?
I don't know how Joshua's word. That's the Erechnamic.
So they ignore the beginning?
But I'll ask you better, Rav Osai. Ask me better on the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Ask me better.
The Rambam
himself. What does the Rambam himself say? In Perek Hei Aleph Aleph.
Shevet.
Say it louder.
Shevet.
Say it with a geschmack. The Rambam himself says L'chol Shevet V'Shevet. That's a kasha. I don't know if the Or HaChaim's. I don't know what Pshat is. There's a Beferish Rambam that says that you need not only to set up for every city, but when you set up for every Shevet, you should do so under the jurisdiction of who? The Sanhedrin Agod.
Which one?
Perakei Aleph Aleph.
You said ignored.
That was Aleph.
I messed up with it. I quote the Rambam. My bad. So Rabosai, are we going to stick with the Or HaChaim's pshat?
No.
I can't stay with the Or HaChaim's pshat. So I'm kind of in limbo right now. I'm not really 100% sure where to fit the Rambam in the understanding of the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tezayin of what is needed for the lower courts amongst Am Yisrael. Yeah.
Can you explain how the words would have helped understand that you need it for your ear?
Not really. I think just since
enough.
Yeah.
I was thinking of that.
What do you mean? You said it good before.
in the Beis.
I can't really explain it. Just once the Torah already said Shevet, and then the Torah after the Shevet said L'sharecha, so obviously L'sharecha is not referring for the Shvatim, so now L'sharecha must mean L'chol Yerbiyah. Yeah. But now that doesn't mean that I need practically for the Shvatim. That's what the Or HaChaim's problem was. But it's a problem because the Rambam himself says you need for the Shvatim, which seems that the Rambam went with conventional wisdom and read the Gemara like the Pashtus, Antes Zayinam Abeis, that there are two independent halachos called the Shvatim, called the Ir. Comes along the Lechem Mishnah and says that which you thought. And the Or HaChaim asked, and everyone is bothered that the Rambam left out Lechol, Shevet v'Shevet. Comes along the Lechem Mishnah and says, there was a statement in that Rambam, in the first Rambam, that we went over very quickly. Which one? Lechol, plach v'plach. A plach is what? Max looked it up, it's a territory. Says the Lechem Mishnah, yeah, it's a territory. You know what a territory, you know who a territory is attributed to? A Shevet. So the Rambam knows about what he's going to say in Perek Hei Aleph Aleph. The Rambam knew the Gemara in Sanhedrin not daf tes zayinu mebeis, and the Rambam just used plach to refer to Shevet. Now Rabosai, as much as that solves the Rambam from the Gemara, and that solves the stira in the Rambams, what bothers me is that why is the Rambam changing his language from one halacha to the other? Thank you, Isaac. Baruch Shakivanti. I was machavit your kasha.
He obviously had a reason for it.
I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Also, well, how
thank you, Ezra.
What?
Okay,
what?
The problem is some people might know the same plot as the Shevet also. The
yeah, right, right. So why being vague? I want to go back for a second to the Ramban's Shita. And the Rambam Shita. And I want to analyze all of these Shitas. We are now discussing how to set up the courts in Am Yisrael. Is this something that's unique to Am Yisrael, Rav Osai?
No.
What do you mean?
Yeah, of course.
Well, what's so special? Shofrim v'shofrim titein lecha v'chol sharecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Am Yisrael, you have a chiv to set up a Sanhedrin for every Shevet, maybe, for every year, according to the Ramban. Interesting mitzvah. Titein lecha. You, Am Yisrael. Is that mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz?
No.
What does the Gemara Makkah say? Did anyone get to the Gemara Makkah? I know that no one got to the Gemara Makkah. You know how I know no one got to the Gemara Makkah?
No one came up to you.
No one asked you.
Exactly. 11 and 12. We didn't ask. No one got up to you. Says the Gemara Makkah, or both say, look up the Gemara Makkah, and the Gemara Makkah says this mitzvah of L'chol Shevet, L'chol Ir V'Ir, of Zayin and Aleph, doesn't apply equally in Chutz La'aretz as Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara says, on a limited scale, there is a chiyuv to set up courts in Chutz La'aretz as well. The entire mitzvah of the Chol Shevet and everything we darshan on Tezayin HaMabiz doesn't apply in its totality to Chutz La'aretz as it does in Eretz Yisrael.
The Rambam said it also.
The Rambam's quoting that Gemara. Exactly. The Rambam comes and quotes that Gemara. Yet, there's another thing that's a distinction. And that's fascinating when it comes to this mitzvah of Shoftim and Shoftim and setting up the courts. Because I don't think it's even unique, not only in Eretz Yisrael, I don't even think it's unique to Am Yisrael. Oh, thank you. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. Rabosai, we are wasting time in this classroom right now. What are we darshaning all these Gemaras about? How? Where the Shvatim? What the Shvatim? Do you know that in that church over there, they're having the same conversation? That's one of their Noahide laws. That's one of the Zaymans B'nai Noyach. They're learning the same sugya as us. What does this mean? What does it mean to tain l'cha? It's not l'cha. It's l'cha l'olam. And yet at the same time, the Gemara in Makos draws a distinction. Even for B'nai Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. What, the Goyim have to be in Eretz Yisrael? I don't understand. How does all this thing fit together? Number one, there's a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz from the Gemara Makos and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Number two, there's a halacha that dinim have to be done in by the Zaymans B'nai Noach. How does that jive with everything else? With our unique mitzvah? And with our Masechah Sanhedrin that we're about to explore and understand of setting up courts? This is not unique to us. This Masechta is shayach to the Umos HaOlam. It's dinim. Rabosai, we need to turn our Gemaras to Daf Nun Tes.
Yeah.
They don't have shvatim though, so
the
not really important to them. They just set up one each year. Like we have to set up more than one because.
So let's set them up shvatim. What's the difference?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you're saying it's a practical difference. Just because they don't have shvatim. But otherwise it would have been shayach?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Okay. I hear. Good aura. So then they have a chiyuv the whole year of the year.
Yeah.
So this pasuk of Parsha Shoftim really is partially applicable to the Goyim.
Well, the Or Chaim says that there's no situation.
I think the pasuk says titein lecha.
Yeah, it says for you. So yeah. It's kind of
but I didn't prove him. I didn't disprove him. It could be he's right.
It's a clear
okay.
For us.
Right. But what's pshat?
There's no proof for that.
I hear you.
Rabbi,
in order to answer this question, we need to understand what the nature of dinim for the goyim. What does that mean? Comes along the Gemara.
Didn't the Rambam say that you're only able to set them up in Eretz Yisrael?
Yes.
And Mark.
No, he says the entire mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Then later on, he quotes the Gemara Makos that says on a smaller scale, you should have them in Beis. I'm going to explain to you in the Rambam. You chayev to set up in Eretz Yisrael. Wexler, we're going to answer your question at the end of Shir. It's an excellent question. Did you hear what Wexler just asked? The Rambam seems to go against the Gemara Makos. The Gemara Mako says on a smaller scale there should be batei dinim in Chutz La'aretz. So why is it that the Rambam says that this mitzvah of shoftim v'shochin titein lecha is only in Eretz Yisrael? That those two things don't jive. Ezra.
First of all, he says it doesn't apply. Someone replies after that.
What does he say?
It says year-to-year thing. I don't remember exactly.
The Rambam says that? Or the Gemara Mako says that?
No, the Rambam says something specific about Chutz La'aretz.
What does he say? What's the language?
He can't say.
I don't think it's in the.
I think it's. Yeah.
No. It's not that you can. It's not that you're not allowed. But how?
Where is it? On the base.
Oh, so he quotes the Gemara Makos.
Yeah.
So that's exactly the question. So that's the answer to your question. He quotes that Gemara Makos. He says it's on a smaller scale. The larger scale is only an Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Rabosai, in order to answer and analyze all these things and bring out something fundamental and yesodistic for this Masechta, we need to understand what the nature of dinim is for the Zayin Mitz B'nei Noach, one of the Zayin Mitz B'nei Noach. The Gemara says as follows. Nun Chesam Ed Beis in Sanhedrin. Amar Eish Lakish. Ovi Kochavim Sheshavas. Chayiv Misa. A goy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. The Rambam explains that what that means is he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. We don't kill him for that, but he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Ritz Hashem will talk about what that means. Either that means he can't take a day off and it can't totally not work for one day, or it means he can't keep our Shabbos. And we'll analyze what that means in Ritz Hashem another time. It's a sugya on its own. Shenemar v'yom v'layla lo yishposu. As the pasuk says in Parshas Noach, that you should not rest for an entire day for the Bnei Noach. Va'amar mar azhara shalahen zui misasa. This warning is what tells you that they are chayav misa. Amar avina afilu sheni b'shabbes, even Monday, not only on Shabbos itself, to take a total day off from any day of the week that they don't do work at all. That's akum sheshavas chayav misa. Says the Gemara, v'lich shiva gabe zayin mitzvahs. Let it be counted in the Zion mitzvahs, namely, why don't we have Shmona mitzvahs b'nei Noach? Why isn't this the eighth Noachite law? So the Gemara answers, ki chachashiv sheva al tase. Kum ese lo chachashiv. Translate for me. What the Torah added, concluded in the Zion mitzvahs, in the Zion Noachite laws, were things that you're supposed to be passive. Anytime you're supposed to be active, that was not counted in the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. One second. What does that mean? Why is this active? Because you have to get up and do malacha and make sure that you don't
rest.
That's kum ve'ese. That's active. Frek the Gemara Akasha, really? None of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach are proactive, are kum ve'ese. V'hodinin. But you have to set up courts. What's setting up courts? That means you have to be proactive. That's kum ve'ese. And what's one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach? Dinin. And it's included in the halachos. So the Gemara challenges what the Gemara just presented. You see, you do have kum ve'ese in the calculation of Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. V'kachoshiv, and it's included, says the Gemara, kum ese v'shev al taseninu. No, not so fast. Dinin is not entirely kum ese. Dinim has a proactive element to it, but it also has a sheva al tase element to it. End of the Gemara. What does that mean? What does dinim has a proactive element to it and a sheva al tase element to it? What does that mean? Question mark. Rabosai, I'm going to explain to you what that means. I'm going to quote you a Ramban in Chumash in Parshas Vayishlach. The Ramban in Chumash in Parshas Vayishlach argues with the opinion of the Rambam on the nature of dinim in Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Why is it in Parshas Vayishlach? Does anyone know? Is that a hand? Anyone know? Parshas Vayishlach. Shechem, Shimon and Levi, they punished all of Shechem. Explains the Rambam in the Halachos in Hilchos Melachim. It's on your Mar Makomos Rabosa. You should see it inside. It's fascinating. The Rambam says the reason why they were punished and Shimon and Levi punished them was because they didn't set up courts, because they violated this halacha of dinim. They should have established courts to take care of all the rules and regulations of Shechem, and they didn't do so, and it's for that reason that they were punished and Shimon and Levi killed. That's the Rambam. Comes along the Ramban and says, Mr. Rabbi Rambam, your whole interpretation of dinim is absolutely incorrect. Dinim doesn't mean to set up courts, says the Ramban. Dinim, Rabosa, you have to see this on the Marmar Komos, and it's in the Kesef Mishnah that I quoted. The Ramban argues with the Rambam and says, dinim means you have to make sure people keep halachas. Rabosa, the Ramban holds they have to keep halachas of Choshen Mishpat. They have to keep, and they have to learn Ksos and Nesivis. And they have to judge, I'll pee those are regulations when we're in control. They have to keep the regular laws. Dinim means they should learn Choshen Mishpat. They should learn those halachos. And they should run the show based on all those laws. And the Ramban say, I'll prove it to you. The Gemara, when it analyzes dinim, it says there's sheva al tase and kum de'ese in the halacha of dinim itself. How is it that there's a combination of kum de'ese and sheva al tase, says the Ramban? according to you, Rabbi Rambam, that translates the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach as the Mitzvah of Dinim, just means to set up courts. That's only Kumbaseh. Thank you very much, Mickey, says the Ramban. It must mean that Dinim is much more encompassing, argues the Ramban, and it's actually dealing with the actual rules. And there are certain rules that are Kumbaseh when adjudicating, and there's certain rules that are Sheva Altas. Rabosa, you have to see this inside. And certain times the judges have to transfer money from one person to the other. And certain times the judges have to be Sheva Altas. Don't take Shochad. Don't take bribery. Don't judge this person just because he's a poor person for to be mezakeh him that way. There's Sheva Altaseh, there's Kum Ve'eseh within the laws of that you're going to adjudicate within Choshen Mishpat. But the Ramban opens up a new pshat in Halachos of Dinim. But he has a bomb proof from a black on white Gemara, that Sanhedrin New Testament Aleph, that the Gemara says Dinim is Kum Ve'eseh. Give me one second. Dinim is Kum Ve'eseh and Sheva Altaseh. According to you, Rambam, that it just means that you should set up courts. So then, why isn't it just Kum Ve'eseh? Why aren't you against the Gemara? Rabosai, this is where I wanted to get to. This is a sefer called Avi Esri. It's the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich, one of the Gedolim and Lumdis that we have, that we had. He was not alive anymore. I was zochet to go to his Levaya. It was my year in Eretz Yisrael. I didn't know what a Talmud Chacham he was back then. I was actually learning Sanhedrin at that time. It was my Shana Aleph. And Rav Shach puts an unbelievable pshat in what's going on to resolve all these questions and to give us an introduction and a yisod in the whole sugya that we're learning right now. Comes along Rav Shach in this chelek, chelek dalet, which is in Sefer Shoftim, in Hilchos Malachim, when he's talking about this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, on page Shin Ayin Aleph, it's on the Maror Mekaimos, or it got cut off on the Maror Mekaimos. Says Rav Shach, he says, I'm going to explain to you everything, and I want you to understand what the nature of this Masechta is all about. Bnei Noach have to set up courts, but they don't have a mitzvah of minui hadayon. They have a mitzvah of zayin mitzvahs bnei noach to practically be done, to adjudicate, to make sure there's social order. Does there need to be a structure? Does there need to be a roish hashevet? No, as Max says, there is no even shevet for such a for the umos ha'olam. You just have to make sure. And they have an insurance policy that if someone is gazled and someone else, and it's going to be a gone if someone else, the right people will take care of it. But there is no mitzvah to set up courts. Says Rav Shach, a chakira like this. Sanhedrin could be understood in two different ways. There's the mitzvahs minui ha-Sanhedrin, appointing judges, having a court that's situated to set up a certain structure amongst Am Yisrael, that's a mitzvah that is only relevant to Am Yisrael. That's a mitzvah that in totality is only shayach in Eretz Yisrael. Shoyfti b'shoytrim titein lecha lechol sharecha, to have a Sanhedrin for a shevet, to have a Sanhedrin for an ear, to have such a system that's set up, that's a mitzvah's esig min ha-Torah. To set up courts. And according to the Ramban, it means not only in every city, it means that every Shevet should have an Ayin Aleph Sanhedrin. That's a structure. Says Rav Shach, that even the Rambam agrees, does not apply to the Umos HaOlam. And that's exactly what the Gemara in Makos is referring to, that the mitzvah in totality does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. But there's another halacha. There's a halacha that if I would have to say in my own words, things can't be hefker. Things can't go wild. People can't think that they live without laws. And even if you're not in Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have the grand Knesset, and the Sanhedrin Gedola, and all the different Sanhedrin every year of a year. You don't have that structure set up and the higher cults that elevates itself up until the Lishkas Hagozes, where you have the Sanhedrin Hagodol Yerushalayim. Practically, you have to make sure that people are going to be judged, that things aren't going to run wild, that things aren't going to be loose. Says Rav Shach, the Rambam understood Hilchos Dinim means that you have a mitzvah to be done, to judge, not to set up courts. You have no mitzvah to do minui hadayonim. You have no mitzvah to set up a structure like you do by Am Yisrael, like you do in Eretz Yisrael. No. When it comes to the Umos HaOlam, when it comes to the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, you have a mitzvah to dan. To dan, to make sure it's judged. That has Sheval Tases. That has Kumde Essays. That's very similar to what the Ramban's saying. No, that I agree with you. If I would have translated the mitzvah of Minui Adayonim to be parallel to the mitzvah that applies to Am Yisrael, that said as Sanhedrin Tezayinim at Beis, so then the Ramban's kasha would have been very strong against the Rambam. That's only a mitzvah, that's kum ve'eseh. Set up a court. Says Rav Shach, and you'll see this inside Rabosei beautifully, that's not the mitzvah when it comes to the Bnei Noach. The mitzvah is to be done. The mitzvah is to judge. And if you look carefully, that's what I think Rashi is saying there on that daf in Sanhedrin. And you have to judge correctly. You have to judge correctly with all the right sheval tases. And you have to judge correctly when money has to be delivered and money has to be given over. You have to do it right with the kum ve'eseh. But there is no overarching mitzvah of minui hadayon. So Mesechus Sanhedrin does not apply to the Umos HaOlam. Not only because practically they don't have Shvatim. Because inherently that's exactly the chiluk, says Rav Shach, that the Gemara in Makos was driving. You don't need this whole setup and this hierarchy and this structure for Chutz La'aretz, even for the Jews. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. And similarly, Rav Shach is saying that it's a practical halacha not only in Chutz La'aretz, but for the Umos HaOlam, for the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And now I could be miyashim and understand how the Rambam could understand that having courts is actually an essay and a sheval taseh when it came to the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Rabosai, I was very excited because someone came over to me and told me what Rav Tversky spoke about his first day of Shir. And he said as follows. He introduced the Masechta as follows. He said that law in a citizen's eyes is a practicality. It's practical. You have litigants, you have arguments, you have car accidents, you have lawsuits, and you have to take care of them. And we have judges that take care of that to solve the practicality. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of his Svarim, Rav Tversky presented, that's not Sanhedrin and judges in the world of Yiddishkeit, in the world of Halacha. Sanhedrin is a new level, is a level of theory. It's not just to solve the practicalities and to make sure things run in order. Rabosai, we spent the whole day yesterday talking about how many dayonim you need for a Sanhedrin to be done who? In Ir Nidachas. Tell me one time that an Ir Nidachas ever happened. Does anyone know?
Never.
Never. Says the Gemara, that this never happened and it will never happen. Why am I learning it? Drosh v'kabel schar. Because you need to understand, Shechter always quotes on that Gemara, Drosh v'kabel schar, from the Baal HaTanya. Drosh v'kabel schar doesn't mean, oh, it's an added halacha so we can get some nice schar, so we get some mitzvahs in our pocket, so we go to the bank, so we have more when we get to the Olam HaAsir. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that this halacha of Sanhedrin, of Ir Nidachas, is part of the bigger picture of what the Ribbono Shel Olam looks at. We're now putting all these different halachos to get an understanding of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and what He looks like. And every single halacha is important. And we're not just donning Sanhedrin and laws about Sanhedrin because we need to take care of this practically. We're going to have an Ir Nidachas and we're not going to know how many dayanim we need. We're not only in the world of practicality. We're not in the world of Dina de Malchus Adina that we have to solve and resolve these issues. No. We're in a world of a halachic reality. We're in a world that we're going to be down and we're going to talk about Sanhedrins, even if this Sanhedrin is never going to come in fruition. That is the soul of the mitzvah when it comes to Am Yisrael. Not because necessarily you're going to need it. Not because practically Am Yisrael will be lost if we don't have all these different options of where to go in every single ear. No. Similar to what the Ramban's saying, there's a structure. There's a mitzvah not only to be done, to carry out judgment, which applies equally to Bnei Noach. There's a mitzvah, even if you don't have to use it, of Minui HaDayonim, of setting up courts. That is a mitzvah that's unique to Am Yisrael. That is a mitzvah that's unique to Eretz Yisrael. And says Rav Shach, even though the Gemara in Makos says that you should have in certain areas, but by the fact that it doesn't have the whole package of the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Tezayin Amabez, that shows that the nature of the mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael is not the same mitzvah. That when it comes to Chutz La'aretz, it's just a practicality. We want to make sure that everything's resolved, that everything's in social order, that everyone is done and keeps halacha, kosher, v'yosher, and no one's stealing from anyone else. Similar to the Zion Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Masha Inkin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and our initial Mishnah, is introducing a totally different halacha. A mitzvah of how to structure Am Yisrael. How to set up the appearance of the court system in Am Yisrael. Whether or not it's necessary, whether or not it's practical, whether or not it's ideal, it doesn't matter. This is the picture and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvah that he wanted for his Am. Exactly like the Ramban said, that you have a major Sanhedrin on top for all of Am Yisrael, a microcosm for the Shevet, and then L'chol Yir V'Yir underneath that. Not, even if it's not practical, even if it's not necessary, but you still need that mitzvah of Minei Adayonim that is limited and only applicable in Eretz Yisrael and only applying to the Am Yisrael and not applying to the Zion mitzvahs. Yeah, Diamond.
I don't know. Maybe this is
my thing,
but further about the Shach, it kind of seems like the other six mitzvahs